Welcome back. It's Derek Maselli with the Sports Power Hour on News Talk 1320 WDMJ. I want to start this segment of the program off here by following up on something I actually said earlier that seemingly, according to the response that we get on the Facebook page, perturbed a couple of people. I was talking about college sports in general during the first segment of the program, and I mentioned that you could replace, just an offhand remark here, you could replace the bottom half of just about every region's Power 5 conference and replace it with the top half of a corresponding D1 mid-major conference, and it would probably be more competitive. I didn't think that that would be a crazy radical thing to say, but we had some folks chime in, and so I want to reiterate this in a way that breaks it down for those who maybe haven't put as much thought into the topic as I have here. Let's start with football. Everybody loves the Big Ten, right? Now let's look at the Big Ten and the Midwest mid-major equivalent of the MAC, the Mid-American Conference. Eastern Michigan is a firmly middle-of-the-pack MAC program. They've beaten three Big Ten teams in a row now. 2017, they beat Rutgers. Following season, they beat Purdue. And then in 2019, they beat Illinois. Played all-conference season due to the pandemic, of course, last season. But they've got Wisconsin now coming up on the 2021 schedule. And I'm not saying they'll win, but don't be surprised if they hang around for a while. The major discrepancies that used to exist in college football do not exist to the same extent anymore. Look at how, let's look at this past season. Even within the pandemic season, there was still some cross-conference competition, right? Look at how the Sun Belt handled the Big 12 last season. The Louisiana Lafayette Ragin' Cajuns stomped Iowa State. I mean, they beat them 31-14. Iowa State finishes 10th in the country, by the way. Coastal Carolina clubs Kansas 38-23. Tulsa, out of the American Athletic Conference, lost to Oklahoma State by one score. Oklahoma State was in the top 25 for a long time. And, you know, some of you will want to say, oh, well, they never play up in big games. And that's the argument that you hear a lot is, well, they can't consistently compete, or they don't match the intensity in the big games, don't have the depth. And you'll point to something like Northern Illinois and Florida State in the Orange Bowl, however many years ago it was, 2012, 2013, I think, maybe. The Seminoles beat the Huskies 31-10. Well, maybe you also forgot Alabama beat Notre Dame 42-14 in the national championship game that same year. Guess Notre Dame wasn't a good program either, right? Because that's what that logic will tell you. And so my point here is not that you should just expect every team from the MAC or Conference USA or the Mountain West or wherever to be extremely competitive programs. There are some discrepancies even within those conferences. But if you take a look and you take the Toledos and Northern Illinois, Buffaloes, Ball States on any given year, one of the Michigan MAC schools, and you swap them with Rutgers, Purdue, Illinois, Nebraska, whoever else is at the bottom of the Big Ten, the overall competitiveness in both conferences really isn't going to change a whole lot. And in most cases, I truly believe it could be even better. A D1 FBS caliber athlete is elite, and even a lot of the FCS level guys. And that's reflected at the professional level, too. You might not recognize it, but you ever hear of a guy named Josh Allen, you know, the one leading the Buffalo Bills to look better than they have in decades? Well, he was quarterback at Wyoming. Eastern Michigan had two guys in the Super Bowl, defensive lineman Pat O'Connor for Tampa Bay and Andrew Wiley, who's an O-line guy for Kansas City. Antonio Brown played for Central Michigan. Ben Roethlisberger, while we're on the topic of the Steelers, Miami, not the one in Florida. I'm talking Miami University in Ohio. Many of us here in the UP are Packers fans, right? Do you know Greg Jennings played at Western Michigan? You get my point here. You understand what I'm saying now, right? And then look at a sport like basketball. There, you've got a lot of schools that play Division I basketball, even more so than football or some other sports, because it's cheaper to start up than D1 football or hockey or insert whatever other thing. You just need a court, and you need less players, right? That's less scholarship money, so it's something that a lot of schools do. They'll play higher-level basketball or higher-division basketball than they do some of the other sports, and Let's look at this past men's NCAA tournament. Mid-majors were half of the Final Four. You had Gonzaga and Houston playing UCLA and Baylor. Gonzaga was in the championship game. And yeah, there are still some major inequities in some of those other sports and such, and on the women's side, if basketball even. But if you look at your major revenue sports, D1 football, men's basketball, and even hockey to a lesser extent, the gap between your power conferences and your mid-majors, quote-unquote, is shrinking. And so it's ignorant to perpetuate this continued bias that favors the programs that play in the Pac-12 or Big 12 or wherever just because they're there. It's like some folks just attach themselves to a bigger name drawn maybe to past prestige, like moths to flame. You got to get over that bias and start looking at some of these quote-unquote smaller programs with the same benefit of the doubt that you give the bigger ones. All right? I'm glad we cleared that up. Had to get that off my chest. And of course, you can still chime in via the social media if you want to comment a little further on that. But let's shift gears now and talk spring baseball. High school season about to get underway very shortly here across the Upper Peninsula.